Today on Real Life Radio.
People don't have the maturity to process information anymore. We need the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. The church is fragmented by non-truths. Well, I think this and I've come to the conclusion, Christians, stop! Think Bible. Think Bible.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. So before we get into today's message, I want to tell you about our current featured resource. It's a book called 15 Future Events That Will Shake the World by Dr. Ed Heinsohn. It really digs into events that are happening right now and how they relate to biblical prophecy. So if you'd like to broaden your understanding of Bible prophecy, pick up our featured book, 15 Future Events That Will Shake the World, by Dr. Ed Heinsohn, for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now continues his series called The Book of Philippians with a message called A United Front. You know, here now as we continue in chapter 3 of the book of Philippians, verses 17 through 21, the Apostle Paul wants every true believer to obey the doctrines of God as he does, so the church can move forward in a very powerful way. You see, a united front can happen when following Jesus is our one goal and our one example. We often become like those who influence us, so let those who walk with integrity and righteousness be our guides. That way we're all advancing together in the Holy Spirit and in one direction. We're not to idolize our leaders nor put them on a pedestal. The more we forward the gospel of Christ, the more humble we really should be. So today on this part of the message, Pastor Jack goes on to say that a united front happens when we hold God's truth as the apex in our lives. The truth is, of course, the one power that will expose a lie. There are those who claim to be a Christian, but their lifestyle and doctrine proves otherwise. Now, with his message called A United Front, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
And the Bible says we will know one another, we'll know Christ even as we are known. What does that mean? There'll be no dummies in heaven. Really? See, am I going to know my husband in heaven? I don't know. Is he a Christian? Oh, yes. Well, you'll know him there. If your husband's not a Christian, you won't know him in heaven because he was never born again. Are you hearing me? He won't be there. Will you miss him? Nope. You'll have no knowledge. No. I think this woman over here said, praise the Lord. No. Focus. Focus. You only know those who are in your family. Think of that, narrowing it down to illustration. You know them here and now because they've been born into this world here and now. In eternity, in heaven, you'll only know those who were born a second time. John 3. Are you with me? That's good to know. You will not be in heaven lamenting your loved ones who never came to faith in Christ. There'll be no knowledge of them. They will never be remembered. I'm grateful for that. One family. First John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19 says, we know that we are of God. That's a huge statement just there, isn't it? We know that we are of God. Can you say that? Listen, are you trusting Jesus Christ to have died on the cross for your sins? Listen, did you give Jesus your sins when you came to Christ? Now that you're a Christian, when you sin, do you still give him your sins? Good. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one, the devil. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding, that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true. Well, who could that possibly be? In his Son, Jesus Christ, this is the true God and eternal life. Leave that on the screen for a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, a side note to being in the family. You must today believe that the eternal life that God gives, note it, read backwards, the eternal life that comes from the true God, who is that? None other than the Son, Jesus Christ. Look at it. And we are in him who is true. The Greek demands. You cannot wiggle out of this, ladies and gentlemen. You may not like it if you're from a cult. Tough. This is pure truth. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, this is the definite article, the true God and eternal life. Jesus is eternal life. Jesus is the true God. You can't get away from it. You believe this or you do not believe this determines your genealogy. You want to go to ancestry.com? You look it up, ain't going to tell you nothing about this. Well, I come from a long line of royalty. Well, good for you. Do you come from the spiritual line which God is looking at? From Abraham, for example? All those who trust Christ are in the spiritual DNA of Abraham. The second thing we see in verses 18 to 19 is a united front happens when we hold truth as preeminent. We're to hold truth as preeminent. Christ is set as our goal, and the second thing is that the truth is highly esteemed in our lives. Verse 18 teaches us, because truth is the one power, truth. Truth is, we don't often think of that, do we? Truth is the single one power. I was in a discussion this last week with someone who was, it was a counseling session and about the truth, and this person's being lied about, and my heart went out to them because they are being lied about and all this. And as I told them, I said, listen, all I can offer you right now, because of the incredible complexity of your the battle that you're in, I can tell you this right now, and you're not gonna like it, but it is absolutely true. Listen, time itself has to surrender to the truth. Did you know that? Did you know that time itself eventually must surrender to the truth? Amen. This is not philosophical mumbo jumbo here I'm talking about. This is for real. Over time, lies are always exposed. And you name it. It could be scientific lies. That's an oxymoron, isn't it? Scientific lies. That's impossible. Science is true. The problem is it true science or is it false science? So true science being true, time will always prove it to be true. A lie over time is always exposed. It's a fact. We know that the Bible says in the end, standing before God, before Christ, lies will be exposed. Truth is power. Truth is the one power that comes from God, for he is true. He says, for many walk, the word in Greek means not a few. Look at verse 18. For many walk, not a few, a lot. Listen to the apostle's heart, of whom I have told you often. Wow, see that? I have it underlined in my Bible. Of whom I've told you often. What does that mean? Paul repeated himself over and over and over again to people. What was it that he said? Church, are you listening? If I say the same thing, sometimes, I mean, I have to repeat things. Sometimes the word itself repeats things. But it's funny, it's encouraging. Sometimes you will write me a note and say, you said that last week. You have no idea how thankful I am for you saying that. No, I mean it. It means that you are listening. Do you know that's my job? Is to hope and pray that I'm saying something that people are listening to? If you're not listening, I'd rather go bake a cake, and I don't know how to bake a cake, but I'd rather do that. Paul is saying, I've told you this over and over and over again. What is it? Well, now I even tell you, now I'm crying about it. He's saying, look at his words. He said, now I'm telling you, and I'm weeping. I'm crying. And immediately I'm struck with, again, how far the church has backslidden away from its practical position. Pulpits, don't you think? You think I'm stretching this? I don't know. It's the Bible. I'd rather be found guilty obeying the Bible. It seems verse 18 is telling me that pulpits ought to weep. Didn't Jeremiah weep? Pulpits ought to weep. The Apostle Paul wept. Why? Because he looked at how Look, the church was so fragmented. And what he's about to give us is a profound admonition, it's called, and exhortation. By the way, just so you know, an admonition is a warning about a common danger. An admonition. An exhortation is that I've told you what to do about it. This is what he's going to say. And there's no getting around it. This is a grave warning, church. I believe it's Julius Manti, the great Greek scholar, says that this verse means that there are people who once did claim to be a Christian, or they still were claiming to be Christians, but their lifestyle and or their doctrine proved otherwise. Did you hear that? Just because someone says they're a Christian means absolutely nothing except that they pose a threat to the true body of Christ. It would be better right now for Bill Maher to come on this stage and say, I'm a bold-faced atheist. We get that. I appreciate that. Thank you. At least he's honest, right? You know what's the greatest danger to the church? I'm a Christian. Oh, brother. Oh, man. Why'd you have to say that for? Why? Because none of us know you. Now we have to get to know you to see if your proclamation matches up with your lifestyle. Well, I don't care what you say. I'm a Christian and I rob banks. I'm a Christian bank robber. No, I was kind of silly, right? But why do we not laugh at this next one? I don't care what you say. I'm a Christian, and God wants me to sleep with my boyfriend. Oh, you see, I'm a Christian fornicator. Well, you know what? I'm a Christian. I don't care what you say, Pastor. I like to sleep with other people's wives, and I don't care what you say. I'm a Christian adulterer. Really? You think that's going to fly in the face of God? Paul says these people are false. And Paul says they're among us. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, 1 John 2, 18, it says, little children, it is the last hour. Wow. If John said that 2,000 years ago, we're down to the last second. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, and even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us. That means they went to church with us. But they were not of us. They didn't have the DNA. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made revealed or manifest or known to everybody, that none of them were of us. Ladies and gentlemen, the church cannot unite until the church is willing to face truth like this. This is dead serious stuff.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Here's the funny thing about it. Unless you've missed this, this is the church. I say this, not 4201 eucalyptus. We're just a grain of sand in the universal body of Christ. You know, the body of Christ is global, right? We're just a little speck on the elbow of the body of Christ. But I'm talking about the body of Christ. Until we recognize that this is absolute truth, the body of Christ will be infected. It'll be sick. And it's not my job or your job. Don't think I'm encouraging you to become the Holy Spirit's helper and start flushing people out. That's his job. Listen, we're supposed to present the truth in love. The Holy Spirit's to do the rest. Are you with me? Okay, so when truth goes out, God's people respond to it. Sometimes it's bloody too. You know, when God's truth goes out, sometimes it just rips us. But he never cuts us without the great physician stitching us up. But when the truth goes out, It cleanses the body of Christ, and it also drives away those eventually who have no stomach for it. It's not in them. And here's the great danger. When the Apostle John says, they were among us, but they were not of us, this is a very, very disturbing thing. It means they knew their names. They knew their faces. It's exactly what David said when there were those who went up to the mountain of the Lord to worship in his day, but came no more. They decided to depart. We're living in the times of people departing from the truth. 1 Timothy 4, are you guys okay? 1 Timothy 4 verse 1 says, now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith. Is that going to be you? Will that be me? I don't plan on it. In fact, I was just convicted for saying that. Not only do I not plan on it, by God's grace, it will never happen for this reason. I'm fully looking to him to keep me secure until that day. Now unto him who is able to keep me. You say, well, Pastor, what about me? Well, what about you? I mean, listen, as a church, it's every man for the other. Regarding salvation, it's every man for himself. Does that sound rude? It's true. I can't save you. You can't save me. Well, my mama, she was a prayer warrior. Well, good for your mama. She can't save you. Well, you don't know who you're talking to. My dad was a preacher, and that's great for your dad. What about you? The church cannot unite until the church comes under the one true power of God, and that's his word. And the word goes out, some run to it, and some flee from it. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 4:1 that some will depart from the faith giving heed. Why? Why do they leave? Because they give heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. That means that the lies that will be introduced to you in your mind are so demonically energized. Church family, I'm going to sound like a dinosaur right now when I say this. But I'm one happy dinosaur. Stop getting your worldview from the internet. Stop it. Grow up. Get away from it. So many of you talk to me and you're so troubled about something you heard from somebody about something, and you have no redress. You have no recourse. You have no way to find out if it's even true. I love this one of the news articles, Time Magazine or somebody this week. Busted again. It's happening every week. Busted the fact finders, fact checkers, corruption. Crazy. Literally, when somebody says, Pastor Jack, I read about this guy and he's in Nigeria, and you know what he said about whatever? No, lady, are you kidding? I guess what? I didn't spend my day trying to find out what some guy in Nigeria was saying. I don't care what some guy in Nigeria is saying. Do you understand the internet has allowed people who are crazy to have access to the world now? Think of it. Well, I read somewhere. Oh, no, don't. You know what I'm saying? Be careful. You can throw anything up. People don't have the maturity to process information anymore. We need the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. The church is fragmented by non-truths. Well, I think this, and I've come to the conclusion, Christians, stop. Think Bible. Think Bible. God's truth must be always held preeminent over all things. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. But there were also false prophets in Israel. This is of the New Living Translation. Just as there will be false teachers among you, they will cleverly teach you destructive heresies. What does that mean? It means you won't be able to detect their trickery without the Holy Spirit warning you, and then you got to listen to him. And even denying the master who bought them. In this way, they will bring sudden destruction on themselves. Many will follow their evil teaching and shameful immorality. Well, I have the freedom in Christ to do this. And because of these teachers, the way of truth will be slandered. People will not want to be Christians when they look at a, quote, church that acts just like the world. Why would somebody leave the world that can sin better? They can do it better. They got better music. They got better lighting. They got better smoke devices. They've got, are you with me? Why would you leave the world to go to a church that's just like the world? Stay in the world. Unless you see a church, which is the true church of God on the earth, that is so other than the world, that those who are sick of the world says, is there any hope? And they turn and they look and they see an oasis in the midst of a cultural desert. And they will do as Bunyan wrote, John Bunyan. They will climb the mountain. They will stay on the course as Christian did in Pilgrim's Progress. Nothing will deter them. Sadly, 2 Peter 2:2 says, many will follow their evil teachings and shameful immorality, and because of false teachers, the way of truth will be slandered. In their greed, they will make up clever lies to get hold of your money. But God condemned them. Listen, it's past tense. It's not God is going to condemn them. This is crazy, amazing. Listen, this is truth. This is too much truth. It's like I need to take a pill. Oh, really? Listen, cold water, man. Watch this. God says, I've condemned them. They're done. God condemned them a long time ago, it says, and their destruction will not be delayed. According to that scripture and those scriptures, you ought to be able to stand up and to go home and turn on the radio or buy a book or turn on religious programming and open your Bible and begin to detect these people. Now, don't get me wrong. If I had to watch Christian TV, I would watch Charles Stanley. I love that guy. Anyway, there's some guys out there. There's just a few, though, you know. But then again, listen, and I'm just letting you into my thoughts, and it's just my crazy thoughts, but this is how the Lord leads me. And I'll just pick on him because he's good to pick on. So you have a man who has, as Stanley, Charles Stanley, survived all these years and endured all kinds of storms and weather and all that stuff, and here he is now. He's Or like Billy Graham, all these years. Okay, so here's the thing. There's a part of me, even though I'm supposed to spy on these guys, that I don't want to. You want to know why? Because I have a good view of them. I don't want to be disappointed. Why? Because they influence my life, and it's good. And I don't want to know. I don't know how to know where they eat. I don't want to know. You know what I'm saying? Why? Because I'm a little fearful that I might be disillusioned. And when I think like that, the Lord says, all have sinned, Jack, including you, knucklehead, and fallen short of the glory of God. Keep your eyes on me. Yes, yes, sir. Yes, Lord. Next thing is, it is incumbent upon me to not just listen to what someone says. Because if I just listen to what they say and I don't know about their lifestyle, if I can't see how they live, then I run the risk of being deceived. All of a sudden, a big church that is in the world ought to get real small. Because we all have to, as God gives us opportunity, know each other and know about each other.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his message called A United Front. Thanks for being with us today. A United Front is part of Pastor Jack's series called The Book of Philippians, a letter from the Apostle Paul who poured out his life as an offering for the sake of Christ. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
Hey everybody, Pastor Jack here. I'm not sure if you've heard about the Real Life Network, but I think that if you check it out, you're gonna wind up loving it. It's something that we launched so that we are actually cancel-free. It's 100% video streaming on a platform that is just like Netflix or Hulu, except it's all Christian and conservative content, and it's 100% free. We've assembled some of the best Christian teachers, leaders, entertainers, all in one place. How do you sign up? You simply go to reallifenetwork.com and you're part of the family. Just simply go there, follow the prompt, and you'll be blessed. I'm telling you right now, the Real Life Network is the best thing coming at you now with conservative, strong, safe, biblical theology, and excellent character-building content. RealLifeNetwork.com. Listen, it's all free. That's RealLifeNetwork.com. Register for free today.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.